Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you gotta do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 or gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. Hello, America, and happy Friday. So glad to join you today. Very exciting day. Welcome to a new edition of John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. We've got the show of shows for you. Buckle your seatbelt. Great debate ahead. I'm going to go back, break some news. Now, before we go to a commercial break, I want to welcome back one of our great sponsors, Meats by Lins. You know, I love to grill. I think you do, too. And now that we're in the summer season, there's no better steak that you can get. No five-star steakhouse steak better that you can get at your house than what comes from the Lins shop, L-I-N-Z. The Lins shop, of course, is run by Meats by Lins. They have some of the greatest steaks you can have. And with Father's Day coming up, why not reward your dad, your grandpa, your loved one in your life with one of those quality steaks? And guess what? Because you're a Just the News John Solomon Reports fans, you're going to get 15% off your order. All you got to do is go to shoplins.com, shoplinz.com, and put in the offer code JUSTNEWS. You know how to use that. We do that for a lot of our great things. You're going to bring a five-star dining experience to your backyard, to your dinner table. That's going to thrill your dad, your grandpa, that loved one in your life who'll be celebrating Father's Day this June. So don't waste any time. Go take advantage of this. They've got everything from gourmet beef franks and hamburgers, steak burgers, actually, to some of the best steaks in the world. Porterhouses, tomahawks, you name it. Even party packs if you're planning for a big summer party. Go today to ShopLins, ShopLins, S-H-O-P-L-I-N-Z.com, ShopLins.com, L-I-N-Z.com. Go there today. Get 15% off. One more time. ShopLins.com. We'll be right back after hearing from our great partner sponsors and advertisers. Hey, folks, as we approach another critical election, a wave of concern washes over America. Recent studies reveal that an astonishing 56% of our fellow citizens report feelings of anxiety or dread about the upcoming presidential election. That's why I stand with AMAC. AMAC is more than a senior discount organization. During these challenging times, they fight for common sense and hope that our nation returns to traditional American values. Visit amac.us/justnews today to seize an exclusive election year special, a four-year AMAC membership for just $30. That's right. You heard me right. 4 years for 30 bucks. As an AMAC member, you're not only enjoying money-saving benefits, but also the AMAC magazine, free Social Security and Medicare advice, a trusted voice in Washington, and a community of like-minded patriots who love this great nation. Take advantage of this election year special, 4 years for $30, and be part of the solution over the next 4 years. By becoming an AMAC member, you're strengthening a movement dedicated to preserving the principles we hold dear in this great country. Join now at amac.us/justnews. That's amac.us/justnews. You know what, folks? Stress may be why you can't lose weight. If you've got moderate to high stress like I do, a doctor-formulated weight loss supplement called Lean could be your solution. Chronic stress wreaks havoc on blood sugar, which can cause your body to store excess fat. Stress can also slow your metabolism, which fuels weight gain, and you know all about stress eating and sugar cravings, right? Now the good news. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to help maintain healthy blood sugar levels, help optimize metabolism, and keep your appetite under control. Now, if your life is a bit stressful like mine and you want to lose weight, add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise lifestyle. Now get 15% off and free shipping at takelean.com. That's takelean.com and enter the promo code JustNews15. That's the promo code JustNews15 at takelean.com. One more time, takelean.com. Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and it's not a substitute or alternative for care from a healthcare provider. We're very lucky to begin today's show with somebody who is one of the greatest champions of religious freedom. He's a chairman of one of the most important oversight committees in Congress and also a very sage voice when it comes to border security. Joining us right now from Washington, D.C., Congressman Glenn Grothman. Congressman, great to have you on the show, sir.
To be on the show, and I think your listeners are the people at that conference hit the nail on the head. I think in the long run, what dangers do we see out there for America, and the quite frankly hatred of people who take their religions seriously by the U.S. government today has got to be right up there.
Yeah, you have been such a voice for protecting religious freedom. You have been there on the censorship issues, fighting back, calling it for what it was when people were trying to call it disinformation when it wasn't. Do you feel like Congress is moving towards some good solutions now that they've had some hearings? You've seen the depth of censorship that's been unmasked by the government and these private actors. Do you feel like a solution is at hand in Congress?
I think we've got to be more aggressive. And in order to be more aggressive, we have to educate the public. I was glad to see what you're telling me about the people at that conference, but politicians, they're primarily driven about getting reelected. And if there's a number one issue that shows up in the polls, they'll address that issue, just like they're trying to address inflation right now, at least on the Republican side they are. But if it doesn't show up in the polls as one of the top two or three issues, to a degree it falls on the back burner, which is why it's good people are listening to your show.
Sir, I want to ask you about something. So, you know, as far as people here, they obviously are at the tip of the spear as far as fighting for religious freedom. But there's a cultural aspect of all of this. You know, when our founding fathers were constructing our Constitution, they talked about how the body of our nation was a God-fearing nation and a faith-filled nation, and that Constitution that they made for us was wholly inadequate to govern any other body. And now we are seeing this confluence of culture and faith and government, and I don't want to be, you know, discouraging about all of this, but especially when you bring in that cultural element, it seems like our country is moving more in the direction of not being that body that they originally intended it for.
According to John Adams, right? He felt the Constitution was good for a moral and religious people and totally unfit for anybody else. And he's 100% right in that. The fact that America is becoming a little less religious, okay, in the 1960s, 2% of Americans identified as atheists. We're now up to 18%, bodes ill for the future. I mean, a lot of the fights that are going to be won here are going to be won and lost, quite frankly, in the pews across America. Do the people who go to church, are they really God-fearing people? And are more people understanding that this atheist theme is a bunch of bunkum? That's what's so very relevant. I mean, we're not going to have conservatives win elections or understand what the most important issues are if we creep up to the point where we're 24-25% atheist country.
Yeah, such a great point, sir. You took a recent trip to the border. You have been one of the most cogent voices about getting that border under control. Tell us what struck you. What was the biggest moment or moments that you had down there that awakened you to things that you want to get taken care of now?
Well, the last time I was down there, we ran across 21 Mexicans in the middle of nowhere. And two of them were probably under 1 year old. They had to walk over 2 miles to get to a road along the border and then waited 2 miles until me and another congressman happened to drive by with our guide and pick them up. But once they were picked up, that 21 people from Mexico, our guide estimated that it would be less than 5 hours before they were released into the American inland in America. You might ask what 21 people were doing in the middle of the desert. We have to remember the Mexican drug cartels own the border. They run the border, and they want people coming across the middle of nowhere because they know that once the Border Patrol has to process them, the Border Patrol will have nobody to follow up when people are smuggling drugs across the border. The other thing I thought would be of interest to your listeners is that while I was down there, I asked the head of the local Border Patrol union whether he could use some more drug sniffing dogs. And I've watched demonstrations of the drug sniffing dogs. Given that there are 109,000 Americans dying every year of drug overdoses, I thought it'd be good to add more. So I asked him, do we need some more dogs here in your sector? And he said no, because last time the Biden administration provided new dogs for these folks, what they had heard is that the Border Patrol was stressed. So they were going to give them 38 new therapy dogs, and that's what they got. Now think about the type of people who are dealing with our border. They are not hiring new Border Patrol agents. They're sure not hiring new drug-sniffing dogs. They thought the most important thing to do was to hire therapy dogs to make the Border Patrol less stressed. I mean, if you have that lack of common sense, you can see where all the other dumb decisions are being made.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of dumb decisions and things that don't make sense with respect to border policy, John reported on the ending of that familial DNA testing. Once that contract is up the end of May, they are not going to continue it. So that, of course, is going to have a huge impact on human trafficking, specifically as it relates to children, because last month over 200,000 illegals encountered at the border. 67% of them were single adults. So it seems to me that while this administration talks about how they care about the children and bleeding heart liberals and humanitarian issues and yada, 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 that when it comes to protecting children who are trying to come to this border, it doesn't really match what they are doing. And I know that you have had something to say about that in letter form.
Written a letter trying to find out a little bit more what's going on here. You are right. Right now, sometimes the Border Patrol senses that a child is with an adult, but that adult is really not a parent or even a relative. And of course, even if it is a relative, it could be an uncle they haven't met until they're sent on the path to America with a new uncle. But in any event, the Border Patrol sometimes senses something's wrong here, and if something's wrong, maybe this child is being trafficked, maybe they're just sent off somewhere inland in America to work at a very young age in unsafe conditions so they can send payments back to their family or send payments back to the drug cartels. So what the Border Patrol was able to do is they were able to do DNA tests, and about 1 out of 10 times they did find that child is with somebody who is completely unrelated to him. Now the Biden administration wants to say, we're gonna pull the money for any more DNA testing, which is just, to me, unimaginable. Another area where DNA testing, by the way, should be used is with sponsors as people come inland, because again, we don't always know, are these sponsors really a relative? Or is it just somebody who's trying to take advantage of this child? And again, I'll emphasize, the border is run by the Mexican drug cartels. The border is under control. The border is not under control by the Border Patrol. The border is under control by the Mexican drug cartels. And that is a reason why you should be especially concerned if a child is coming across with someone who is not related to them.
Yeah, such a great point. Sir, you've done so much in the last few months to highlight the plight of these children coming across the border. You held a hearing where you confronted the Office of Refugee Resettlement. They lost track of 85,000 young minors that they allowed into this country without their parents. And then, of course, we learned that the Office of Refugee Resettlement wasn't screening people in the screening center, so they didn't know if they had criminal sex crimes in their past. And now you have this with familial DNA, which also is a protection against child trafficking. Why is this administration so callous towards the most vulnerable people involved in the trafficking across our border?
All I can tell is that their primary goal, maybe their only goal, is to get as many people in the United States as quickly as possible. And if that's your goal, that would also explain why they are not kicking out people who commit crimes. I mean, wouldn't you say as a minimum, once somebody commits crimes, you're going to kick them out? But they don't care. As far as background checks, we have the ability to do background checks if you committed a crime in the United States or Canada. But we have no idea whether or not you committed a crime in El Salvador or committed a crime in Haiti. So there is no question that we are bringing people across who are dangerous criminals and are not going to add anything to the American fabric, in addition to the fact that they're breaking the law.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back after these messages. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. Folks, Field of Greens is the healthiest thing I do every day, and I want you on this journey with me. Why? It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great. I love the fruit flavors particularly, and it's completely improved my life and my health. This is nutrition the way nature intended. When I began taking a hard look at why I wasn't feeling good and why I felt unhealthy, why I was gaining weight, why I was losing energy, it wasn't just because I had hit my 50s. No, it was because I wasn't getting the right amount of fruit and vegetables in my diet. And listen, I'm just too busy to go to the store, clean up the vegetables, cook vegetable dinners, and make sure I hit the fruit. A Field of Greens stepped in. One scoop of powder in my drink or on my eggs in the morning, and boom, I was off and feeling better. And suddenly, I was losing weight. I was sleeping better. My metabolism went up. My blood sugar went down. My cholesterol went down, and my weight went down. And my doctor said, hey, whatever you're doing, keep it doing. You know what that is? It's Field of Greens. That's what I've been doing. Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise you, you're going to love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they'll give you 100% money back guaranteed. Now, you're going to get 15% off your first order, plus free rush shipping because of the incredible partnership we have here at Just the News with Brick House Nutrition, and of course, Field of Greens. All you got to do to take advantage of this offer, visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JustNews. That's promo code JustNews at fieldofgreens.com. Don't wait. Go to fieldofgreens.com today. Use the promo code JustNews for 15% off. Welcome back, America. We've done a lot of work over the last couple of years unraveling the truth about COVID-19, what was true, what was false, what the government told us, what they didn't tell us. And now one of the new issues that I think is really coming to the forefront is vaccine injuries. People who took the early COVID-19 vaccines or took the third or fourth booster and then ended up with some permanent harm to their bodies or to their health. It's an issue that most of the traditional media doesn't want to yet touch. Of course, they didn't want to touch a lot of other things like the origins of COVID, maybe from the Wuhan lab. But our next guest, she's been fearless in reporting on this and in putting together a brand new movie that I think is going to enlighten this country in ways we haven't seen. She's a senior editor of the Epoch Times, Cindy Drecker, and she also has a great television show, one of my favorite, The Nation Speaks. Cindy, great to have you back on the show.
Thank you so much, John. Amanda, wonderful to be here.
Before we get started, we have a whole bunch of questions for you. Before we get started, I want to show a quick little trailer about this great project you're working on. Let's throw to that. We're going to ask you some questions right after that. Go ahead, guys. Roll tape.
We're going to be talking about the vaccine injured, which the federal government and state agencies pretends doesn't exist.
We went to a local hospital and they treated her like a crazy person. I see this as a breakdown of our bureaucratic structures that were supposed to keep us safe.
I think there's a lot of people that don't know that they're injured.
We have substantial data showing miscarriages increased by 300% over the five-year average.
Pfizer should have been off the market by February 1st of 2021.
300% increase in cancer.
Data reported to Pfizer, it's 8 pages long.
They are novel and unexplained symptoms.
Neurological, over 1,000% increase. 1,000.
The doctor doesn't know what that is and how to treat it.
The mind games are ridiculous.
She was faking it, that it's misinformation.
There is almost no opportunity for justice.
If you can't see it, then you don't know that it needs to be fixed.
The unseen crisis. A lot of people will say the unspoken crisis because so many in Washington don't have the courage to talk about it. Cindy, you have. Tell us what you found and what's the inspiration for this great documentary.
Thanks. Well, you know, I've been reporting on, you know, well, it's anyone in the media, this has been the issue that's dominated our lives for the last several years, everything related to COVID. But when stories started to come out about people who had stepped forward, gotten their vaccine as they were asked to do, and then had devastating health outcomes, and nobody wanted to know about it, you know, the you know, health authorities, the drug companies, the government, the medical system, nobody wanted to talk about it or help them investigate. And so I interviewed some of these people, and you know, their stories are undeniable. They're obviously not making this up. There's no incentive to make it up. And you know, as if the health impact isn't bad enough, like people, you know, to this day in a wheelchair with a feeding tube, people with like screaming in their head 24/7, people have taken their own lives because the suffering is so grave, and nobody wants to do anything about it. So, you know, I'd interviewed several of these people. I'd followed Senator Ron Johnson, who's the only one in Congress who's actually taken up the issue. Yeah. He's had several roundtables about it. And I thought, you know, maybe a way to help people understand better and kind of break through the wall of denial is to actually take people into the homes of the people who are suffering and see, what does it look like? How has it impacted daily life? How has it turned, you know, everything about their family and their lives upside down? Because not only they're just searching for, you know, treatments, anything that can work, and it's almost all of it is outside of insurance. So they're paying out of their own pocket a lot of money. And the thing that they need most of all, and maybe this, you know, documentary can help change that conversation, because I talk to a lot of doctors and whistleblowers and all of that too, is that when they go to an emergency room because they have acute symptoms and they need hospital care, and the doctors there do what they see as the expected test, and they come back with nothing, they show nothing, and then they get a diagnosis of psychosis. They're told they're crazy. And then that gets put on their permanent record, and that follows them, and they have an even harder time getting treatment. But if the FDA and CDC would only say, hey, doctors in emergency rooms, this could happen from the vaccine. You know, here are the tests to do. Here's some treatment you can give. Then they would be diagnosed properly and have a much better chance of getting better and not be in a wheelchair, you know, 2 years down the road. But because they're not doing that, the doctors don't do the right tests, and their tests come up empty, and they get told they're crazy. And it's just so infuriating, maddening, you know, unconscionable that we're treating people like this when we told everyone to get the shot, and that's what everyone was told to do the right thing.
Yeah, that's right.
I feel like at the end of all of this, the mental health industry is ultimately going to end up on top, because you've got that group of people being told that they're crazy because they have these symptoms in their body. And then you have the people who never got vaccinated who have been told all along that they're crazy not to do that because they were taking their lives into their own hands. We have seen more and more these issues of blood clots, myocarditis. I think those are the ones that are most face forward because they are happening to such young people. So they obviously make the headlines. But what are some of the most common vaccine injuries that you have seen across your research?
Yeah, so according to Dr. Paul Merrick, who is with the FLCCC, Frontline Critical Care COVID Alliance, he says 80, and he's in the film, he says 80% of the reactions people have are neurological. So the symptoms can manifest in a bunch of different ways, but the pattern is very consistent. So people will have paralysis in different parts of their bodies, and that might move and shift or numbness. They'll have burning pains like electricity running through their bodies in different places. This tetanus, this screaming in their ears. They'll have gastro issues, heart issues. They say there's almost isn't even an organ system that's not affected by this, because it's actually the toxicity of the spike protein, which your body produces when you get the vaccine, that causes inflammation. So it can cause inflammation a bunch of different places, but it's all coming. It's a neurological reaction. And so that's why when people go to the hospital, it just looks, it's, you know, unexpected, you know, kind of symptoms that they're showing. The groupings of them doesn't make sense to, you know, what they've conventionally seen. But the pattern is unmistakable, because when these vaccine injured find each other, when these doctors find them, the pattern is very, very similar every time.
Yeah. There is some small movement in the health community to acknowledge a few of these symptoms, particularly myocarditis in young people. How long will it take, you think? It took us, I think, 5 years for people to accept Russia collusion was a fake. It took at least 2 years to figure for people to accept that the Wuhan lab may have been the origin point of the coronavirus. What do you think it's going to take before those small little cracks of admissions that are now coming out into public become accepted, so that we can start to get people who've been affected the sort of treatments they need?
That's a good question. I can't predict how long, but I think given the number of people who are impacted, it's, you know, it's undeniable that it's happening. And so almost everyone I've talked to about this film has said, oh, I know someone in my family, myself, my neighbor. So almost everyone has a story. So that tells me that it's widespread enough that the conversation has to start happening. And I actually really think it starts with the doctors being willing to admit it, because there's a lot of indications from the people I spoke to for the film that, you know, the hospitals, the doctors, depending what fields they're in, know something's going wrong because they're seeing the pattern too. And this didn't exist before. And some people say, oh, how do you know it's not long COVID, or if it's COVID or the vaccine? And there are a lot of similarities with long COVID because it is a toxicity of the spike protein. But the truth is there's been spikes in things that we've seen, you know, in 2021 that weren't there in 2020. So the medical community sees these things too, even though it's still taboo to talk about it. But at some point, you know, it's got to be it's happening too much that they can't do that anymore. And I'm actually hoping this film can help bring out that conversation. I think doctors are a good target group for this film, because I approach things in a very like non-threatening way. Anything in there, there's nothing conspiracy theory in there. Everything is data from the government, from the drug companies, and right. It's just laying things out. So I'm hoping, you know, this can help break down some barriers. So if you know people, unseencrisis.com, if you know people that you think, I think there's some people that are just not going to accept this stuff, but I do think there's a whole swath of people that are seeing it with their own eyes and starting to question and are ready to hear this information.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back after these messages. Hey, folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you got to do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD Gold. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome back, everybody. We're so glad you're with us, and we are so glad that our next guest is with us, Evan Nierman. He is the author of Cancel Culture Curse, and my goodness, there is a lot of cancel culture that has happened, and now as a result, on the right side of the aisle, we've seen a lot of companies do some very questionable things, and maybe it's time to boycott even more so. So we're going to talk to him about that. Evan, thank you so much for being here, sir. There's your book on the screen.
All right. Thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to the discussion today.
Me too. So I have to say, 10 years ago, it seemed like within the gay community, it was, you know, just accept us, pass, you know, gay marriage in each of the states before it became, you know, a Supreme Court issue. We went from that to, in the front section of Target, children's swimsuits with tucking pockets. I'm sorry, that is a very, very quick turnaround from we just want to be accepted. Are we doing enough to push back on it?
Well, I think the whole framework has shifted. Things have changed. And I think consumers are demonstrating that they're tired of companies shoving their politics down their throats. And I think whether it's Target we're talking about, Anheuser-Busch with Bud Light, what these big corporations are finding is if they make the decision to jump headlong into some of the most divisive, hot-button issues in the country, there's going to be a consequence and there's going to be a blowback. And I think they're seeing that. And it's not just chatter on social media. It's hitting them on the bottom line, which is really what these corporations, that's where they have to be paying attention and focusing. And I've seen estimates that as much as $9 billion has been the cost so far to Target, which is a staggering amount in just a very short amount of time.
It is, but that could be ephemeral. I mean, are we doing enough? Because obviously Bud Light, I think they're in their sixth worst consecutive week. And now this with Target, we've seen the repercussions against Disney. But it seems like for a lot of times, conservatives can't hold out long enough for them to really, really feel the pain.
Well, I think that that's changing. I think that you're seeing a lot of conservative activists taking action, people deciding that they are going to utilize economic pressure in the form of boycotts. And I think one thing that also happens a lot is there's a lot of talk commingling of protests, of boycotts, and mixing that together in one big cauldron with cancel culture. And I actually think that they're two separate things. I think we've seen cancel culture emerge in recent years as a new phenomenon powered by social media at the nexus between social media, mainstream press, and people speak interchangeably about the power of cancel culture and boycotts. They're not the same thing. There is a difference. And I think we just have to be careful, and we do need to be paying attention, because what companies are understanding and what individuals are also understanding is that the news travels fast. Everybody is a reporter. Everybody's got a cell phone in their pocket. And the smallest mistake can produce huge consequences. And by extension, if a company decides that it's going to go political, then it has to be prepared. The thing that's so amazing about this Target outrage is how could they not have seen this coming? It was the most obvious thing for them to step into. Look, they made themselves a target. So I guess maybe it's second nature to them. It just happened as a consequence. It's like, I don't know. But the point is, it is a situation that should have been avoided, and companies need to think twice before they jump headlong. And a difference between saying I respect everyone, or I support people's rights, I want people to live the lifestyle they want, is when you start focusing your merchandise on children, and when you start going away from more generalized types of things like rainbows or sayings like pride or love, and then you start putting much more in-your-face content like bye-bye binary and things of that nature, it's going to spark a reaction, and that's what we're seeing.
Evan, over the last few months, I've had a chance to talk to some CEOs right in the griddle on some of these big social issues, and they describe a dynamic, which is that CEOs spent a lot of time in their last 50 years focused on two things: customer service, making sure the customer's happy, and return on investment for investors. But when the new generation of millennials came in and there was a competition for millennials and Gen Z to come in, all of a sudden corporations started to look down and cater to the whims of their employees, and they lost sight of their customers and their bottom line. Is that a dynamic that you're seeing that might describe some of the missteps that are almost unspeakable when you think of Disney, Target, Bud Light, three cases where anyone goes, obviously that wasn't a good move, but they did it anyways. What sort of dynamic is the new young workforce having in these corporations?
Well, certainly companies need to not forget who made them what they are. And they can't ignore, or in some cases even insult or antagonize, their customer base. So to have Dylan Mulvaney, a trans influencer on TikTok, out there hawking Bud Light, it boggles the mind. Who do you think drinks Bud Light? Is it mostly men who decide they're women and they're wearing dresses and they're dressed up for breakfast at Tiffany's sipping on a Bud Light? Or is it normal Americans, hardworking folks, men across the Rust Belt, the Bible Belt, you name it? It's a fundamental lack of understanding of who the customer base is. And that's the part that's so hard to wrap your head around. I think sometimes what happens is the CEOs are busy. Maybe they're focused on customer service and shareholder value, but they have entire workforces, they have executive teams, and among those executives are people who either have their own agendas or they're not thinking strategically about what can happen. In the case of whether it's Target or Bud Light, they just had this idea, oh, we need to cater to social media. We need to cater to a younger demographic. We want to stay relevant, young, and hip. But they're not thinking about the political implications of doing so. But I can tell you, after what's happened to Target, after what's happened to Bud Light, I think it's a warning sign for other companies. I think the smart and strategic ones are going to think twice before they go diving headlong into hot button issues.
All right, folks, thanks for joining us. If you want to get a copy of my new children's book, Hidden Headlines, which teaches the dangers of censorship, and why the First Amendment was first to our founding fathers, why we need to restore it to being first, go to bravebooks.us right now, bravebooks.us. You'll get my book free if you sign up for the subscription book club. If not, you can buy my book a la carte, all of them. Very important discussion. My son's hamster, Chunk, an inquiring dog named Seymour Clues, a detective. They pair together to solve a major censorship issue, keeping the Hamster Headlines newspaper from getting to the hamster village. The tubes in the village are clogged. Yep, that's the allegory for social media censorship. Go check out that book. It's a great way to teach your children, grandchildren, nephews and nieces the importance of free speech, maybe something that they're educators aren't doing for them. And of course, go support all the advertisers and sponsors and partners of Just the News: ClearPath, Heritage Action for America, Birch Gold Group, who's been such an extraordinary anchor in our community for a long time. They all have great products, great services, great values that align with your values as someone who cares about the future of this great country. Go check them out today. Most of them have a Just News code you can use to save money. And that's a special offer. AMAC, of course, too. Association of Mature American Citizens. You heard Bobby Charles yesterday. That was a great interview. You can join a 5-year membership, get huge discounts on things you buy, services you get. And of course, you get a lot of trustworthy news and information and opportunities for civic engagement, a grassroots army trying to make America a better place in a moment of great peril to this constitutional republic. So go check them all out. Brave Books, all the way through to AMAC, Birch Gold, and so many others that have been so good to us. Now, one reminder, a lot of people say, hey, John, do you have an app at the Just the News? And the answer is we sure do. And not only do we have an app, it's in the Apple Store. It's also in the Android Store. It allows you to take the Just the News experience and go in three different ways. You can watch our videos and television shows. You can listen to this podcast and many others like it, like Victor Davis Hanson, or you can read the stories that we do a day, 50, 60, 70 stories a day of the breaking news, investigative reporting, accountability reporting. Go to the iOS App Store or the Android Store today. Download the Just the News app. Read, watch, listen. Three great ways to experience the Just the News content and to join the Just the News family. And if you really want to get involved with the family and say, hey, I want to support your investigative reporting, John Solomon, I want to support the great reporters and the producers and the bookers and everybody that works to make the Just the News experience possible, you can do something really inexpensive that makes a big difference. All you got to do is join the Just the News VIP Club. That's right. What do you get for the VIP Club? First off, ad-free experience on the website and on your newsletters. No ads, no dancing videos, no autoplay videos. An ad-free experience on Just the News 24/7. Plus, once a month, you get to hang out with me at justthenews.com. We have a town hall. I sit and answer your questions for an hour. We talk about issues you care about. We cover topics that the other media aren't covering. It's an incredible experience to join the family, the immediate family of the Just the News team. Great opportunity. Sometimes we bring in our reporters. It's always a delightful time. If you want to get involved in that, go to justthenews.com/subscribe. justthenews.com/subscribe. Quick way to get into the club. It's $4.99 a month, $44.99 a year. Great way to support our journalism, make a difference, and get an enormous benefit yourself. So go check it out today. All right, folks, that wraps up John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. God bless you. God bless you. Have a great night. God bless this great country of the United States. We'll be back tomorrow with another edition of John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. Hey, folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you got to do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD Gold. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 or gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. Folks, everyone knows the next medical crisis is just around the corner. Whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something much more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's what we learned from this last pandemic, right? That's where the Wellness Company comes in. You know the Wellness Company. We have their great doctors like Dr. Peter McCullough on all the time on our shows. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust, and the new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy, and most importantly, prepared. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. The medical emergency kit provides a guidebook to aid in the safe use of all of these life-saving medications, so you know what you're doing. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID and even the bioweapon like the plague, the Wellness Company's medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and antiparasitics on hand to keep you and your family safe from whatever the globalists throw your way. Go to www.twchealth/justnews today in order. That's twc.health/justnews and use the promo code justnews to save 10%.